Cell tower placement has been controversial in parts of the state. Some communities have passed moratoriums that temporarily ban them and regulations that limit where they can be built. But provisions added to the state's biennial budget changed that. Now, local officials have 90 days to decide cell tower permits or they're approved automatically. They also keep local governments from banning towers in specific areas. Dan Thompson is the executive director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, which opposed the changes. He says cell tower siting is an important issue to local governments, and a one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work.
Local citizens ought to have a voice in this process. That's what the local zoning process is all about, and that has now been essentially taken away from us by the state legislature.
The League asked Governor Walker to veto the regulation changes in the budget, but Walker ultimately kept them in. He says he's heard concerns about mobile and broadband coverage gaps, especially in rural areas, and streamlining regulations will help that.
Being able to say to the people of our state, as well as to employers, that there's a consistent availability of both cell phone coverage and broadband access, I think, is key to the future, particularly for new startups and emerging businesses.
The changes in how cell phone towers are regulated went into effect July 1st. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.